Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. I'm Phil Henry. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. My wife, Maria, called, and I want to apologize for the Mongo crack about Kerry Snodgrass and Neil Young, about saying, about the kid. And because she is my wife, Maria is a very big Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young fan, and was hoping that through my offices we would score, let me put this in quotes, really good seats, end quote, for the next concert that they have when they come to our town. And she felt that when the series of events took place, Kerry Snodgrass, Neil Young had a kid together. I said, is he Mongo? And that is because of what they said to me. Not wasn't my fault. My producer said it. And my associate producer, then I repeated it and I apologize. Because we'd like to go see Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and have seats that are up front and close. And my understanding is also my wife would like backstage passes and invitations to post-concert parties. So I'm simply saying, forgive me for the Mongo remark. And I hope that we can be friends, and I hope that this can be water under the bridge, and we'll just move ahead with our lives and move forward and learn. I think we can all learn from it. I can, Neil Young's management can, Kerry Snodgrass can, Neil Young himself can, I think. Learn from this. We can all move forward. I won't make the joke again. They won't have a kid together again. A lot of things can be learned and worked through. And I suppose in my own way, that's what I'm trying to say. That's all. Okay. 1-800-449-8686. We were going to try to, and we'll all be better people. I guess it's just the only other thing I want to say. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. And Jeff Dowder is in Aspen, Colorado. We're going to talk to Jeff up there doing some skiing and enjoying. Huh, Jeff?
Yeah, Phil, no doubt about it. Powder, really nice, about a foot or so, some powder fell overnight. So we're looking forward to another good run tomorrow. And we're staying at the Hedge Inn, which is just outside of, it's up near one of the major lifts. It's beautiful, beautiful inn. It's got a fireplace and jacuzzi in all the rooms, and they got a good restaurant down there. Of course, the lodge over at the Major Summit is really, really nice, so we're having a good time.
Up skiing because the water's too cold in California where you're from, right? And the skiing is perfect up there.
Yeah, it's definitely some good snowfall. I had about a foot of powder overnight. They're probably expecting another foot of powder. Daylight. Right now it's about 10 o'clock at night, or a little bit after 10 o'clock at night here on the Aspen area. And it's just really, really nice. It's just something you really like to kick, So,
Is Jerry with you?
Yeah, she's up here.
Was she on the slopes with you?
Yeah, she did a little bit. She took off early and went back down, had something to eat. I met her down in the lodge, he had a little bit of a taste down there, went back to the room, whatever, did the do, and then, came back out, had some dinner, so just come back, we're just sort of kicking right now, and it's going to be nice, so we're looking forward to a lot of that. And
when are you coming back?
I'm probably going to be coming back in about a week or so. This thing that went on up here, Phil, you're going to hear about the Columbine deal.
The Columbine, you mean the high school, yeah?
No, but there's more to it. Apparently they had another problem. Some kids working in a subway in Aspen who are Columbine students apparently were found killed.
Oh, God, man.
I know, it's...
Boy, when does the pain stop for those people?
I know. It really sort of blew everybody away. I mean, there's two students for Columbine.
Well, who did it?
Right now, they're not sure. They're sifting through it. I got to tell you something. I went on the phone with a couple of friends of mine who are in law enforcement, and I got on the line with a couple of friends of mine who are in the healthcare community, and sort of did some nosing around a little bit and sort of asked some questions. What is this related, you know, to the whole Columbine thing? And because it's really tough.
God, those poor people, man. When does the hell end? It's like it's all of a sudden just nonstop, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, Phil. I did some nosing around, and I'm going to tell you something. Of the people that I know, and my sources tell me that, first of all, they don't think this is related at all to the high school at all. The kids are working at a Subway sandwich shop. You might be familiar with Subway sandwich shops, which are in most part, you know, most cities.
Yeah. It's like a fast food place, right?
Something is a fast food sandwich place, you know.
Yeah, they make Italian subs and turkey subs.
Right. Fast food sandwich place. Very, very high quality place, Phil. I talked to a couple of sources who remember an ad campaign that Subway ran back in the late 1990s. This was a sandwich artist ad campaign. And
all right, well, what is that?
Well, by that I mean that they talked about the people who make their sandwiches as artists, that they were really creating a work of art, that they were really getting into the creative aspect of making a sandwich, and really was bespeaking a kind of a high-pressure approach in a lot of fast food places. The 90s about being a sandwich artist, and everyone that worked at Subway, you know, was supposed to be a sandwich artist. The pressure in the fast food business today is monumental. And in a lot of ways, you can overwhelm a kid of 15. Now, I've talked to friends of mine in law enforcement. I've got a very dear friend, also is a major law enforcement agency, Officer X, which, you know, I'm not going to mention his name, okay, but for our purposes. And he says to me that what you're talking about, I really think the cops are missing this one, Phil, that what's going on is the pressure to create excellence. And it can be fast food, it can be the radio business, I don't care what it is, you could be replacing mufflers on a car, but when you introduce that kind of pressure in the workplace, it can cause the mind to just go. And I'm very much leaning in favor of, as are a couple people that understand me, and that, you know, or I mean that understand the situation and listen to me, they think it's a suicide deal.
And that the two kids killed themselves?
As a result of this phenomenon. A lot of...
Well, you're talking about them killing themselves because why?
Because what I was talking about, there's a monumental pressure in the fast food business to create this kind of artistic... Well, you're talking about not just making a sandwich no more. You're talking about creating artistic submarine, six-foot party sub. A lot of these are very involved. The pressure to create is immense.
Well, you're not saying to me that Subway is responsible for them killing themselves.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is it's possible that the pressure that these kids put on themselves to create a great-looking sandwich may have caused them to blow their brains out. Now, I don't know, but I got two friends in law enforcement. The six-foot party sub, according to my sources in law enforcement, the six-foot party sub alone is a lot of pressure. It's a party sub. Has a variety of meats.
And so a kid would pick up a gun and blow his brains out because he...
You saw the post office situation where you had that. Fast food in a lot of ways is no different when you have people who are under pressure to make a sandwich. It's a tough deal.
And Jeff, hold on from Aspen tonight, okay? I'm going to take a break.
Sure thing, Phil.
Jeff Dowder is with us talking about that terrible tragedy. Those kids found shot to death in a Subway. He says, and he's quoting some of his sources in law enforcement, that it's possible these kids were under pressure to make a great sandwich because what you're talking about is a high pressure. Did you hear this, Mike? In the fast food business. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder is in Aspen, Colorado tonight. Boy, we were talking about the snow, And we've gotten off onto this, the two students from Columbine who were found shot to death in a subway. Now, I want to make something clear here before we go further. You're not saying that Subway's responsible for the...
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is there is a certain level of pressure that you'll feel when you're working at deli, when you have... Because I have to tell you something, Phil. I worked in a deli across the street. It was actually around the corner from Caltech, which is up on Colorado Boulevard in Pasadena when I was in school there. And you can butcher up somebody's lunch order, and it's going to stay with you for a while. Now, we're talking about six-foot party sub, regular party sub, foot long. Give you a little bit of a tightness in your chest. And if you're not ready for that kind of a commitment, if you're not ready to make that kind of a commitment to the sandwich or to the processing of fast food, because there's no difference, man, between that and, say, working in a higher pressure job.
By the way, that was that subway was in Littleton, okay? It was not in Aspen, right?
If I said Aspen, I'm sorry.
It was within sight of Columbine.
Okay. Well, the point I'm making, though, is that we had, in the 1980s, we had a post office phenomenon. In my words, you got 15, 16-year-old kids working on lunch orders, high-rush lunch order, high-rush breakfast hours. You got dinner rush. A 15, 16-year-old kid, I'm not sure, is ready for something like that. And in my opinion, the pressure's going to get to you. Now, I don't know, okay, but like I said, I was talking to a couple of friends of mine who are in law enforcement who seem to indicate that that's something to look at as opposed to thinking there was a robbery or something like that, because they don't have, again, they seem to be baffled by this one.
Okay, Jeff, hold on the line there from the... From your room, and I know it's a little bit late, so thanks for being with us. 1-800-449-8686. Tampa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Yes.
Yes,
sir.
Am I speaking with?
Phil Henry.
It's Phil and Jeff.
Yes.
Well, Jeff, I have to ask you, what kind of crack are you smoking? You're sitting there and tell me that Subway and the pressure of making a six.
No, I'm talking about the pressure of
going to cause these people to
no,
these kids to commit. Suicide?
No, I'm talking about the pressure inherent in that kind of business.
Well, first of all, I've worked at Subway. Second of all, I'm now 31 years old. I've lived through that pressure. And third of all, fast food, there is no pressure.
It's when were you working in the business?
15. You're talking about working in a deli as compared to working in the Subway. You can't even compare the two, first of all. And second of all,
wait a minute.
You're talking
when
15
were you...
and 16 working lunch. They don't work lunch during school.
No, during the summertime they do. And when were you in the business?
When was I in the business?
Yeah, were you talking about 12 years ago?
Yeah, so.
Things have changed. Times have changed.
No, I don't think so. I've been to Subway recently.
I think you've got a far more competitive balance going on. I think you got a lot more businesses that are in the fast food business. They still hire young kids who are fragile.
Of course they do, because they can pay them less.
Yeah, that's true. And these are really fragile. Mentally, these kids are fragile.
And you're trying to tell me that the pressure that comes from making
how long did you work for subs?
Make somebody want to commit suicide?
I'm saying if you take a fragile enough person, yeah. How long did you work? A fragile enough person,
their parent could say, no, you can't go to a party, and it could blow their head.
Let me ask you a question.
Want to blow their head off.
Let me ask you a question.
That's what we're talking here.
When you worked at Subway, did they have the six-foot party sub?
Absolutely, and we had 24 hours to make it.
Well, that's the way it was then, man. It's not no more that way no
more. I guarantee it's 24 hours now.
No, man, they've got rush orders on the six-foot parties. I know.
That's right, because you work at the deli across the street.
I know because my friends in law enforcement, the people I've talked to in the healthcare community, have told me that they've got a six-foot party sub. You can do a rush order on now.
Hey.
Okay, so
you're in the business and I'm not.
I'm not in the business.
You tell
man.
Me I'm wrong.
I'm telling you that I worked at a deli just the same as you. You know,
well,
I worked at a fast food sub restaurant.
What's the difference
there's a difference.
Okay, what would you say the difference is, sir?
I know there's no difference. I got a much much bigger menu to work in a deli.
If you don't know the difference, then you don't work in a deli.
Hey, man, I know the fact is I got a much bigger menu to work with in a deli, much higher volume of customers coming through as opposed to a Subway. So you know, sorry, man, you lose.
All right, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Charlotte on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
800-449-8686. Here's Greenville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I'm calling about the people committing suicide because of the subway.
Right.
I think that, you know, that's absurd.
Which, by the way, I'm not saying, I don't endorse necessarily that point of view.
I know what you're saying.
All I'm saying is a possibility.
But the possibility is, I mean, school is much harder, it causes much more stress to make good grades than working at a deli.
Right, but if you put on top of that, having to get a 6-foot party sub out.
But I mean, a 6-foot party sub and yet trying to make good grades to get into a good college.
That's what I'm talking about. If you're already working hard to get good grades, then you got to go over to the sandwich shop and somebody's going to say to you, you know, I want a meatloaf on rye bread or I'll have beef tongue on white bread and you butcher it up.
That's a sandwich. That's not life. That makes no sense whatsoever.
Why? Have you ever worked?
If you mess up a sandwich, you can repair that. You can't shoot yourself and then go, oh, you know, wait a second, I made a mistake. I can't fix that.
If you mess up a sandwich and there's a guy...
You can make another one.
If you got a rush order on a 6-foot party sub, what are you going to do?
A party sub is different than life.
Yeah, but it's still a rush order. I'm talking about
a rush order, yes.
Right.
That makes a great big difference.
Well, if a guy says to you, man, you got to get a rush order, the 6-foot party sub and the double meat sub... Okay.
You tell them to sit down and wait a turn.
No. I'm talking about when they have a rush order because they're having like a wedding reception or something.
You make it in a rush, but you make it right. You don't just because you
mess
up.
And if you butcher it up, and you got to go to a wedding reception.
But if you butcher it up, you're not gonna.
Have you
it's
ever
not
worked
in your life?
Have
it's
you
not
ever
stressed.
Have you ever worked in a sandwich shop?
No, I've never worked in a sandwich shop.
Okay, dude, I worked a deli for 3 years while I was going through college, okay? You butcher up somebody's lunch order, man, and it stays with you for a while, believe me.
You went through college?
I went through 3 years of college working in a deli, yeah.
That surprises me. I mean...
It would surprise you that I worked in a deli?
Come up with a theory that you killed that these teenagers killed themselves because of a deli.
I'm saying... Two members of law enforcement think it's possible they blew their brains out because they butchered up someone's sandwich. Yeah.
If everybody's killing themselves
okay,
on a sandwich,
okay,
I guess the world's going to come to an end.
Okay, you know? All right, I get it. Everybody thinks it funny.
one 800 449. So there's all kinds of pressures for young kids today. And like other kids of other times and other eras, they got to get jobs, you know. Do you ever work a fast food joint? I worked for McDonald's like one summer, and I was a dishwasher in a restaurant. Most of the work that I had in high school, though, it was lawn jobs and crap like that. I was cutting trees down, and you did the pizza thing. I mean, it's like it's perennial, man. Every generation of kids working at some burger joint. And the pressure there is to, A, make some money because you need some jack to spend during the summer and during the school year because that's the period of life when your parents start cutting you off. And, B, you know, you got to make good grades. So, you know, you're beginning to learn life the way it works. And Jeff Dowder is on with us here from, Aspen, Colorado. The theory being that these two kids at the subway store in Littleton shot themselves as the result of the pressures that they were living under working in a fast food restaurant.
Absolutely, Phil. And the other thing I think needs to be said is Subway is an excellent, excellent chain. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, some funky dive. You know, you're not talking about McDonald's or you're not talking about Burger King. You're talking about Subway, which is the cream de la cream. And, man, they put it together pretty nicely there. And so you're under an enormous amount of pressure to put together the party sub, 6-foot party sub, regular submarine turkey, and everything else. And so, yeah, it's possible that these kids finally had it. And
well, walk us through this. What happened?
Like any given night on the job, working late, maybe closing up. It'd been a big rush job, maybe. Doing a deli platter for a basketball game or a deli platter for a sports banquet. They come back. You're feeling like maybe you butchered it up on maybe an egg salad, or you could have butchered up on any dish, on a coleslaw, on pickles. You got a gun, things happen.
You butchered up somebody's egg salad sandwich, so you blow your brains out of your head.
What I'm saying, Phil...
No, seriously.
What I'm saying, Phil, is his opinion of the law enforcement personnel, what I've talked to, and a healthcare professionals. And maybe you didn't fold the turkey right. Could be a million different things. So that's how it goes down.
All right, Gastonia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, there are 24 hours to do a party sub.
Yeah, sometimes.
No, every time.
You work Subway?
The order.
You
yes,
work
I
Subway?
Work Subway for a year and a half.
Okay, man, so you know what I'm talking about.
If you butcher up a sub, make another one. It ain't that hard.
No, what I'm saying is, have you ever worked Lunch Rush?
Yes.
Okay, now you know what I'm talking about.
It ain't that hard.
Now, you know that 3 years ago, Subway had the sandwich artist thing going on, right?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. There are three or four people in law enforcement I talked to who said they've seen kids, you know, because the pressure's to make a sandwich the best way possible.
Look, that's an advertising campaign, number one. So it doesn't necessarily mean that they're serious when they say they want you to be a, a sandwich artist. They are a fast food place.
It's a high-pressure business, and Subway is the cream of the cream, one of the best fast food places out there. Wouldn't you agree, kid?
Yeah, but
okay.
I am far from a sandwich artiste, as you're trying to point out.
Well, what, are you making fun of it?
No, you're saying that we're supposed to be artists.
That's what
put together a sandwich.
That's what Subway said in their advertising campaign.
That's trying to get people to come in and buy their sandwiches. That's not real.
Aren't they good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I eat one every day.
Mr. Henry?
What?
You like Subway?
Yes, I love Subway. I eat there. I like the... It's a nice break from a hamburger, okay? I do see the kids working really fast.
You walk into the place... And this guy knows in Gastonia, right, kid?
Mm-hmm.
You slip on the plastic gloves. You're forced to be creative with every sandwich. You got to sit there and go, okay, what, pickles, what?
You just suggest what they want on the sandwich, and then they'll tell you.
Oh, you couldn't have been very good, man.
Would you like pickles on this?
Man, you couldn't have been very good because you're very lackadaisical about it. You know,
anyway.
If you made a sloppy sandwich, you made a sloppy sandwich. Some people
big deal, they eat it.
Some people take pride in their work, man.
I
to
do.
The point where they blow their brains out?
No.
Some, yeah. Some, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, sir. I appreciate the perspective. People who have worked in fast food are checking in tonight. Here's Denver on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
He's so wrong.
I'm wrong.
Yeah, I just want to tell you that you're so gross and wrong.
No. I'm talking about the high pressure that most young people in the sandwich industry is under.
Oh, my God. How can you be talking about food, art, and death? There's no combination there.
No, I'm saying that when you're under a lot of pressure to do the best, that sometimes a weak personality may crack under pressure.
In Subway? What are you talking about?
You're saying that they walked into Subway, and after a very tough day of delivering party subs... shot themselves, and it's a tough thing to fathom.
Hey, man, I didn't make this world, okay? I didn't raise those kids, okay? I'm telling you what's possible.
God, I need to go.
Thank you. Here is Petaluma. I'm awfully sorry. The lady was upset.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to upset anybody. I'm throwing out theories on what happened.
Throwing out theories is one thing. Talking about... Like the lady said, how do you combine sandwich art and death?
If you think about it, it's very poetic.
Petaluma on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, like, you know, I am so upset right now that I can barely talk. You know, first of all, the whole subject matter.
You sound very clear to me. I'm understanding every word.
I've owned pizza restaurants, okay? And I've been the one who's been responsible for everything. In other words, I pay for the lease. I pay for the employees. I pay for the advertising. And let me tell you something, and especially in today's job market, you hire a 16 or 17-year-old.
Pizza's not an art form.
Wait a minute. We would put out more pizzas probably in an hour than Subway
right.
could ever put
That's
out.
That's what I'm talking about. It's not that artistic.
Wait a minute. Remember the old campaign where they say, it's the cheese? That was... I mean, that was all image. and people expected to see a quality product from us. And I was under a lot of pressure. As the owner, I am under a lot of pressure. But guess what these 16 and 17-year-olds do when the pressure mounts? You know what they do? They say, later, you know,
yeah,
I'm
okay.
Gone.
Yeah, all right, thanks a lot. Here is Mount Laurel on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. That guy has never owned anything other than probably a good hand on a good... How are you? Mount Laurel, you're on the air. Mount Laurel, hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Fine.
I'm curious about this guy's accusations about the fact that these kids shot themselves over a sandwich.
A high-stress work situation.
In this day's society...
A high-stress work situation, okay?
Is really going to blow his brains out over a sandwich.
Well, you see kids killing people
where the hoagie
over the
is like
over
the number one food over
the,
for every
over
daytime
the thing.
Worker. For every daytime worker that is out there.
Okay, you're going to give
they
a speech, sir.
A
we can't. Okay, if you're giving
life.
A speech, what were you going to say?
I'm going to say that you got kids shooting themselves all the time over a lot of different things. This guy's saying it's impossible a kid shoot himself over a sandwich. How come they shoot themselves over other stuff? They shoot themselves over girls, shoot themselves over school. I mean, it's not far-fetched.
Let me see if this guy stopped talking.
Have you
yeah,
ever
no,
really
he,
worked?
He's never stopped talking. Thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. So what is the upshot in all of this? What is the...
Well, right now, Phil, what I'm trying to do is get a feel of the community. Like I said, you know, in the early 1980s, we had a post office shootings. We had a lot of stuff going on with that, and I think that... You know, I mean, I think the cops are missing it. And I think one of the things that needs to happen here is you're in a high-stress situation when they got too many kids involved. I think they need to bring adults back to the workplace so that the adults are involved in making a six-foot party sub and not have the kids involved. And I think American Beauty is a film with Kevin Spacey made it very clear that adults can go back to work in a fast-food restaurant. And can it...
Yeah, American Beauty, where Kevin Spacey got the job in a fast food restaurant.
Right. I think that that's probably healthy. It's probably a lot healthier than seeing a lot of kids rotting away and watching their lives drift away working fast food. So, two things. Number one, I think we need to get adults back into fast food business. I also think that we have to understand that we may be on the verge of... You know, some kind of a sandwich Armageddon or some kind of a meat and cheese Armageddon. I don't know.
A meat and cheese.
What?
A meat and cheese Armageddon.
No, what I'm saying is...
Yeah, I know. You're talking about what goes into a sandwich. It just sounded funny to me. We're on the verge of a meat and cheese Armageddon.
No, I'm saying some kind of a meltdown in terms of the fast food and what people are getting.
Well, okay, so get more adults working in the fast food restaurants and tell people to chill out on their order, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of speed, a lot of people expecting a lot, and a lot of pissed off customers out there.
Jeff Dowder with us from Aspen tonight, talking about the tragedy there in the Subway sandwich shop in Littleton, and how his feeling and the feeling of people that he's talked to is that these kids are making Italian subs, and they're under so much pressure they shoot themselves. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. What?
No, I was telling you there's a lot of snow up. Tomorrow they're going to get a foot of powder.
Okay, I was asking Jeff off the air what kind of snow they had in Aspen. He's in Colorado commenting on the Littleton shooting of two students found in a Subway. Well, what have the cops got? I mean, you're talking about how you think it's a suicide because these kids are under so much pressure. What do the cops have?
They don't really have anything. I mean, this is a real... This one's got them. This one's gone, I think, and I think the cops need to look at this because, as I said, you know, they don't have nothing. And
well, where's the gun they supposedly shot themselves with?
They said there was a mysterious guy in a red jacket who could have been an accomplice to this sort of suicide pact. One person shot himself, and then the other person, and then the guy took the gun.
All right, here is Atlanta on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm just curious on if you take the 6-foot sub out of the equation, why would someone kill himself? And you cannot make a 6-foot
sub. What do you mean a 6-foot sub out of the equation? You're talking a number of deli meats?
That's your whole theory, though, is a 6-foot sub. Other than that, why would someone kill themselves, sir?
I'm talking about the pressure.
There's no pressure.
No pressure?
Yeah, when was the last time you were in Subway? Come on, man.
I'm talking about during lunch rush. During lunch rush.
You're out of your mind, man.
In a very populated area, you could have people going out the door, and that's, in my opinion, too much. With the variety of the deli meats they're working with now, have you worked at Subway?
Yeah, man. It's all prepackaged. You put it all in, you just slap it out. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want?
Okay, but are you...
Bada boom.
Are you using the gloves?
Of course.
Okay.
You've got three guys. You got the guy with the meat, you got the guy with the vegetables, and you got the guy bringing it up. There's three guys at lunch rush. That's it, man. And there's no
Well, I don't know where you're working.
Atlanta, Georgia.
They don't do it that way. No place, no other
place.
Yeah,
you're crazy. You're crazy.
No, man. I'm talking about...
Have you ever been to Subway yourself?
Deli meats?
Have you ever been to Subway yourself?
Dude, I worked in a deli.
Okay, a deli is not like a Subway.
Oh, I
Subway
see. So
it's Subway. Man.
Oh, so Subway is like really where it's at.
No,
deli.
It's all prepackaged. It's
what?
Prepackaged.
What?
You just slice up the meat. It's all in a big old piece of paper.
What deli meats are you working with? Try to open the meat packages with those gloves on.
They're not packages, though. It's just slipped between two pieces of wax paper, man. Go to Subway tonight. They're open till midnight. Come on. Come on.
What do you mean, come on?
Go to Subway tonight, and you'll see the facts. You're out of your mind,
No,
man.
What does the meat come in?
What do you mean, what does it come in?
When it comes to the store, what's it in?
It comes in packages, man.
Okay.
And then you sort it out.
And you got to open it up wearing them gloves.
No. In the morning, it comes in packages. You sort it out by what is what as far as cold cut combo, turkey sub, three meats, whatever
right.
you want. You sort it out.
Right,
up for
the three meat. Food. Okay, the three. Let's take the three meat.
Okay,
how long
it,
is it going to take you to put the three meat together?
10 seconds.
Okay,
first
and
flat.
Put that on top of a homework load.
But I'm at work now. I'm
no,
doing
but
homework.
Imagine you're
I'm
waiting.
At,
you got to go home.
Work.
You got a book report due or whatever.
Then I'm at home doing homework.
Yeah, but you're worried about it while you're putting the three meat together.
You're out of your mind,
no,
man.
No, man. Listen to me, man.
Hey, did you say earlier in the conversation
Dude.
That you went up to that room and did a little this and that, whatever?
No, man. I'm talking. I was
off.
With my
did
girlfriend. I had
yourself.
A drink. I had a beer, man. That's
okay.
it. And I was with my girlfriend.
Go to
I'm talking
way.
About.
Well, why are you concentrating on the three meat sub?
No, I'm just using his as example. Okay? The three meat sub.
Go to Subway.
You go to Subway, man.
Man, I go there at lunchtime. I used to work there.
You
Don't
used to work
me.
There? Get away from there, man. Look at, see, this dude can't even get away from it.
Well, it's good food and it's quick and it's inexpensive.
Well, dude,
you
work,
eat it.
Dude, you work there. How come you got to be, like, hanging there?
No, I used to work there. I've got a nice job now. I make comfortable money, but it's quick, it's close, and it's convenient.
What about the 6-foot party sub?
What about it?
Have you ordered that?
I've made that, and yes, you do have 24 hours. You still have 24 hours.
Not
if
on
it's a rush
not
job,
a rush
then you
job.
Have someone else do it.
Not on a rush job for a wedding reception.
What wedding reception happens in 24 hours or less than you, moron? Give me a break. Give me a break. Yeah, my wedding
oh,
reception
okay, man.
Tomorrow, man.
Yeah.
Please, have my party sub ready.
Yeah, sit there and laugh at me, man. Well, I'm the only one to come up with a viable...
That was laughing at you. That
what
wasn't me.
What about a shotgun wedding?
I was laughing.
Yeah, what about
that
a shotgun?
Still.
What about a shotgun wedding?
Yeah, a guy with a shotgun is going to want a party sub. You're out of your mind.
Okay, man, I'm sorry I bothered you.
Oh, he hung up.
He hung up. I burned him. Phil, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling,
I
sir. I appreciate it. I burnt your man, he says. 1-800-449-8686. Oh, my God. What about a shotgun? What about a shotgun wedding? Yeah, right. The guy's got a shotgun to the dude's head. Oh, did he call back? You there? Hey, Jeff.
You know something, man? I don't... What I'm doing... We're talking about the death of two kids, okay? And
I understand that, but what are you coming up with? The three meat... platter and this bull crap and that bull crap. And let me ask you another question, okay?
What?
You said that the kids committed suicide and then a guy took the gun away.
Right.
Tell me that again. How did that happen?
So is this an excuse to make fun?
No, it's not an excuse to make fun. I want to know how it was these kids killed themselves.
One kid shot himself, then the other kid shot himself.
Oh, I guess it makes sense.
what didn't make sense about it.
Okay. And they did that because they had pressure getting the meat out of the package with those little...
plastic gloves, yeah.
Conover on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Conover, hello.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
I want to make a comment on this, man. There's no pressure from working at Subway.
Oh, look at this, man. I got all these Subway people checking in now.
Hey, man. Hey. I got off work 52 minutes ago, all right?
You work at Subway?
Yeah, I work at Subway.
Hey, what about the tuna salad?
What about it?
You telling me that's easy?
Yeah, it's easy.
Oh, get out of here, man.
I mean, what's so hard about it? You open up some tuna, you open up some mayonnaise, you mix it all together, and you make a sub. What's so hard about that?
That's how you make it at Subway.
That's right.
What kind of tuna you use?
It's Dolphin Safe tuna. That's all I know.
Dolphin Safe?
Yeah.
You'd be willing to testify to that?
Yeah.
Who cares?
It says it right there on the package.
What?
Who cares if it's Dolphin Safe?
Well, let me ask you something, man. Are you holding down a full amount of credits at high school?
Yeah. I'm a senior in high school. This is my last semester.
You telling me you haven't thought about blowing your brains out?
No.
Never?
I did when I was 12 years old.
There you go. Where were you working?
I wasn't working when I was 12, you retard.
You retard?
Yeah.
Dude, I had a paper out when I was 12.
Well, I didn't work nowhere when I was 12, man.
What were you doing?
Nothing. I had school, and that was it.
You thought about blowing your brains clean out of your head when you was 12?
Yeah, because my mom had cancer, and she was dying.
You better quit Subway, man, or you'll never see 21.
You're crazy, man.
I'm serious, dude. Quit Subway, you won't see 21.
Nah, dude, because, I mean, Subway is a great place to work at.
Keep working at Subway, sir.
No, I'm just saying, man. Let me ask you a question. Why do they put mustard on the tuna sandwiches?
If the customer wants it, we put it on there.
No, but, I mean, is that standard?
If they want it.
The mustard on tuna sandwich? But don't come standard like that.
What are we talking about now?
Just hold on for a minute. Do you put it standard?
Not standard.
What are we talking about?
All right. So you'll put mustard on the tuna?
If the customer wants it.
And you have done. If they don't say nothing, then what do?
We ask them.
Do you want mustard on it?
Yeah, we ask them, do you want mustard and mayonnaise?
You know, I worked at a deli. Some guy asked me, will you put mustard on a tuna? I want to come out from behind a counter and clock the guy. You ever want to do that?
Well, you forget it, man, okay? Thank you for your call, okay?
No problem.
Did you ever want to do that?
Forget it, all right? Thanks for calling.
No, wait a minute, man.
I hung up.
Well, Phil, all I can say is, I think it's a crying shame that a guy's going to slap mustard on a tuna salad. First of all, tuna salad's...
What has this got to do with the reason why you called me? Which, by the way, was to tell us what the snow level was at in Aspen.
I don't know. I wanted to know if they do it standard, because of the deli that I worked at...
Never mind, all right? With the deli that you worked at, man, ain't even in business anymore. I saw that grade they got, by the way. I walked by there the other day. Is that one up there with the big D in the window?
Yeah, that's the place, man. Great tuna salad.